The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
And then to say something about the practice, there's a short saying that goes approximately like this, that the practice of mindfulness, vipassana, insight, or the practice of liberation, freedom, is not about having a new experience. It's about seeing your experience in a new way. And many people who come to meditation for all kinds of reasons, some good reasons, are in fact looking to change their experience. Sometimes it's reasonable. There's suffering and stressed out, and you want to somehow be alleviated of that stress, of that suffering. And there are changes of experience that happen as you meditate. People relax, people get focused, people get clear, and mind gets clear. They have understanding. All kinds of things can happen, so that these are good. It's not a problem, necessarily. But it does then sometimes lend itself to the idea, or reinforce the idea, that you're supposed to have some special experience when you're meditating. And so people are looking for an experience, hoping for a good experience, and transformative experience. But the real heart of this practice is not about having a new experience, but it's about seeing your experience in a new way. And so I won't say much more about that now, but you might carry that idea with you as you do this morning of practice. Is what would it be like to look at your experience, look at what's happening in the present moment, that it's how you understand it, how you look at it, how you relate to it, that where you'll find freedom, where you'll find some liberation, where you'll find something transformative, you'll find something very meaningful. So if you find what's happening is not to your liking, rather than trying to get rid of it or change it, kind of explore possibly what would be a different way of looking at it that isn't just tolerating it, but actually gives you some freedom in the middle of it, some independence, some autonomy, some ease in the middle of it. Or what's a different way of relating to it? Or what's a different attitude to have towards it? Explore that. Think about that. And if you're having some experience that you prefer, that you like, don't be seduced by the pleasant or the enjoyable of it, to think, oh, I've got the experience, so this is it, what it's all about. Bring the same question there, the same exploration there. How can I see this in such a way that I'm free? How do I see this experience so that, how do I relate to it? What kind of attitude can I have to it? So I'm not enmeshed in it or attached to it or identified with it or, you know, approving it or proving myself in such a way that you're kind of like in its web. What would it like to be? It's fine to have a good experience, but what's it like to be somehow free of it? One of the great little, I guess, analogies, similes, expressions in Buddhism is that of being like a lotus in muddy water. So the idea that, I guess, a lotus can grow in muddy water, but when the lotus flowers, the flower stalk comes out of the mud, and this beautiful lotus opens up. And there's something about the lotus leaf, that lotus petals, that water, mud, doesn't stick to it. It kind of washes off, or doesn't, you know, it's kind of Teflon. And so it comes out of the mud, but it's free of the mud. It's independent of it. So here we are in this world of ours, and we don't have to call it mud, but the mud is good if you're a farmer. But to live in this world like a lotus in muddy water. So I hope you enjoy your morning. Thank you.